Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The Kentucky Corn Growers Association annual meeting is set for a week today, January 20th, in Bowling Green, a part of the Kentucky Commodity Conference. Corn Grower President Hardin County's Ray Allen Mackey with a look at 2011.
Good year for corn growers as yields turned out to be a little better than we had thought possible earlier in the summer. Prices have kind of remained on the upbeat with a little bit downturn recently with some economic worries, but overall a good year for corn and a good year for livestock as the poultry and pork and beef all have enjoyed good prices. A little higher feed prices than maybe the previous year, but overall good sales for livestock also.
At next Friday's conference, networking, socializing, and some valuable programs.
We'll have some panelists that will deal with marketing and farm policy, kind of give us an update on the most recent market news, a little bit about how the government reacts to farmers in the upcoming farm bill. Then we'll stop and honor some folks who have done outstanding yields throughout the year with our yield contest awards. We'll have an environmental session that we'll hear from the Division of Water and former director of the EPA, kind of update us on how government regulations continue to affect farming.
Next Friday's conference at the Holiday Inn University Plaza in Bowling Green. We'll be right back.
Kentucky's nationally renowned state park system is celebrating this winter. Take advantage of the Kentucky State Parks Buy One, Get the Second Night for Half Price offer. It's simple. Visit parks.ky.gov or call 1-800-255-7275 for a cozy cottage or a comfortable lodge room. Just mention that you heard this offer on the radio and you'll be set for a peaceful two-night getaway. Offer expires February 29th. We have a great state park gift card idea for you, too. Visit your Kentucky State Parks today.
We're back with Kentucky Corn Grower Association President Ray Allen Mackey. He says the group has placed some special emphasis this past year on the younger set with scholarships and new agronomic leadership programs. All in all, he feels their association growth has been strong.
We've had a good year, good membership, continued slow membership growth, but we're pleased with our membership. We always would like to involve more corn growers across Kentucky to have a wider base of folks that are actively involved in our organization. We've offered some things for young farmers or students of farmers with some scholarships that are available next year. And this year starts the second year of our core program, an agronomic year-long seminar for folks interested in improving their corn yields.
Again, that Kentucky Commodity Conference next Friday in Bowling Green. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.